Fresh Sports. Proudly brought to you by JSB Sports Betting, Namibia's premier gaming service.
And starting off at home this morning, something exciting as well is that African Stars head coach Marvin Bakeda is among 30 candidates undergoing the Confederation of African Football CAF B license course that is hosted by the Football Association of Zambia in Lusaka right now. Now, the Namibian Top Flight League winning coach is one of the several foreigners participating, and this ultimately signaling the significance of the program. Now, candidates for the CAF B program were selected on the premise of already having obtained a CAF C license. Now, the course also involves a theoretical and practical exam, which requires candidates to be fairly academically proficient as well. So we had a quick conversation with him, and this is what he had to say in terms of how the experience is going for him in Lusaka.
Good morning, NSK. Yes, my man, didn't forget you this time. And in the same vein, with the grace of God, good morning to all the listeners of Fresh FM. Yes, I'm in Zambia now for my CAF B pitch. And you know, just to give you a background, when we started on the 6th of November 2022, this is the time that we just finished class. Imagine so, but in the same vein, it's really knowledgeable, touching on the evolution of the game and the methodology, the modern methodologies that one has to take into consideration when going about the game. Yeah, and it's deep. I think the topics that we have covered, right?
Yeah, so that is the voice of one of our favorite coaches here in Namibia. That is Marvin Bakeda, who is in Lusaka right now to actually get his qualification. That is for the CAF B license that is hosted by the Football Association of Zambia in Lusaka, like I mentioned. So also something else that has been trending on the sports front this week is that NFA promises to settle Gladiators' dues. Now, the Namibian Football Association of Namibia has said that Brave Gladiators, who are owed by the national body, will be paid before the end of the week. Now, a meeting to address the pending appearance was set for yesterday after several players protested at the Namibia Football Association headquarters in Windhoek this week. Now, we will convene tomorrow, he said yesterday. We're still waiting to hear what the resolution was to find a lasting solution to this problem. It is important to note that the non-payment of players is an issue that has been at NFA for a very long time, and the ladies can surely expect something by the end of the week, Wirap said. Now, the players also claim that the NFA kicked them out of the offices at the football house that is this week to make way for their male counterpart. But then also taking it to South Africa and just quickly having a look at what's happening on the rugby front is that World Rugby Under 20 Championships is the talk of the town. Now, Junior Springboks are set to tackle the Lions and Sharks on a mini tour, and I really want to see this for myself, actually. Now, the South Africa Rugby Academy squad is set to play friendlies against the Lions and Sharks, and the games will serve as preparation for the Junior Springboks World Rugby Under 20 Championships that will be happening very, very soon. Now, South Africa will be hosting this year's Under 20 Championships with matches scheduled to take place in Pearl, Stellenbosch, and Wellington as well.
That was Fresh Sports.